Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures. And it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Andre.
Hi.
Andre, where are you, and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
I'm in my home in Montreal, and my immediate surroundings are I have a little office, and I look out over the cross on Mount Royal.
What's your walk regimen? I keep trying to find new routes, and other people are creatures of habit.
Yeah, I'm more of a creature of habit. I go out early every morning, either for a walk or a run, and I can go one way up Mount Royal if I want hills, and I can go the other way to Parc La Fontaine if I want flat.
What's been your most selfish thought or deed during this ordeal?
Well, I think I'm lucky in that I'm a runner. So I think a lot of runners, you know, still can get out there and enjoy the fresh air and stuff in the morning. And that's key. I think the mental health aspect is key. I'm lucky that my kids are back home. So they're away at university. They're back home. So that's actually a nice bonus. That's something you don't often get. So there's some good here that I try to latch on to. And I think everybody does that, is finding little things, you know, the person who hasn't read a book for a while, who's not working, well, they can take advantage of that. And I think you have to find those simple pleasures wherever you can find them.
I think that most people would not consider it that selfish. In fact, we're actually urged to make sure we get outside and get a bit of exercise. But a lot of people are taking exception. Like, you know, I'm reading a lot of stuff online where people are like, you know, I guess we're panting and breathing in a more forceful way. Have you been following all this kind of anti-jogger sentiment?
Oh, yeah, I get a fair bit of it personally and then online. I put it down to people are frustrated and they're looking, you know, just get angry at stuff that they can't control. So, yeah, runners have been sort of this target about, you know, being selfish, et cetera. Some of them go too close to people. I like to remind people the chances of getting infected by somebody walking or running by you outside, they're virtually nil. So there's all this theoretical risk of, you know, how far germs can carry and stuff. But the reality is there's very little risk of doing that. So if you respect social distancing, even to a minimal amount, it's the benefits are far greater than the harms.
It's so hard to figure out, though, because on the one hand, you've got Anderson Cooper showing that mayor of Las Vegas, the chart of how, like, sitting at like an adjacent table to somebody infected, you could get it. And it feels like, oh, I can get it just from the most just tangential proximity to an infected person. And then on the other hand, you're saying that, like, it's just not going to happen, really, if somebody jogs past you.
Yeah, I think you have to keep things in perspective. Like, the risks are much greater inside. Of course, the risks are far, far greater if someone's infected. The vast majority of people on the street will not be infected. Our infection rates in Canada are still, as far as we know, quite low. So you have to do the math. It takes a whole series of bad things to happen for you to get infected in the first place. And those are multiplied tenfold once you're outside in the fresh air, or once you're just passing, someone randomly.
So excluding your morning run, can you name something that gave you pleasure today?
Well, speaking to you, aside from that, that's an important part.
Oh, go on.
My work is pleasurable. I like doing my work, so I guess that's I'm spoiled in that regard as well. So.
What is something, Andre, that you feel might never be the same after this?
Well, there's some things I hope will never be the same is the way we treat our elders in nursing homes. I think that has been such a scandal. It's exposed this longstanding, horrible way of warehousing people, and I hope we change that forever. I think on the more social aspect of this, I really have trouble envisaging 25,000 people going to a hockey game anytime in the immediate future. So I think those big mass gatherings, the concerts we love, the Oceagas, I just don't see that stuff happening for a long time.
Do you think it's going to be permanent? Like, if you look at the cities where people wear masks all the time, regardless of whether or not there's an outbreak, do you see something like that happening in Canada?
Canadians haven't, from what I could tell. Now, none of us get to travel around anymore, but my sense is that not a lot of people are wearing masks in Canada. I don't think it's caught on. But I think in certain circumstances, once you make a mandatory in planes, there are cities, Montreal's talking about making them mandatory on public transit. I think we'll see masks in those situations. Probably some workplaces. If you're working in a factory, a meatpacking plant where we've had huge outbreaks, I think you're going to see masks just becoming the norm there.
Now, that's usually the last question I've been asking people, but because it's you and, you were early to give us some guidance on this, but also just you knew a lot more about it than most people did. I want to check in with you now on just like, how are we doing?
There's a mixed message on how we're doing. I think overall, there's really good, promising signs of we don't have to explain flattening the curve anymore, but this notion that cases are slowing down, I think that's happening in almost all the country. Even in Quebec, which has the worst outbreak, there is some sense that it's slowing down. So that's the good part. The bad part is we have this really bad situation in nursing homes, especially in Quebec and Ontario, which has no... it doesn't seem to be getting better. So there's going to be a lot more deaths, hundreds. I might go so far as to say there'll be thousands more deaths in our nursing homes before we get this under control. But more generally in society, we seem to have contained it. Now, the big challenge will be there's talk of loosening up the restrictions, even within a week in some provinces. The big question is what happens then? Is there going to be a resurgence? And if so, are we going to be able to lock down again? I think it gets more difficult each time you try to do it.
Listen, thanks for talking with me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures. And it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.